The Republican Party, they have created a blueprint that all of them are starting to follow. It's inhumane. For the governor to send immigrants to Martha's Vineyard without any coordination is just creating a real crisis. And that is the problem that we shared to our lawmakers in Washington, that this is a blueprint that you're going to see start unfolding.
I was just offered $400 to make an anti-Donald Trump propaganda post related to the January 6th investigation. That is completely not true. I should start out this video by saying I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, so that should give a little bit of context to where I'm coming from. I'm an attorney. I post legal news and analysis on related topics. Okay, here we go with the story. So first thing first, I get an email from somebody with the Good Info Foundation. We'll talk about them a little more in a minute. I'm going to refer to this person as Jane. Jane sent me a message letting me know she represented the Good Info Foundation and that she was willing to offer a paid collaboration to discuss some topics related to January 6th. I said, sure, why not? I'll learn some more. Jane says the Good Info Foundation will give me $400 to make a post on my page and then share it to Instagram. So you see that blue link? All right, here, we're going to follow it. These are the specific requirements in order to obtain that $400 of how I should refer to the January 6th Capitol raid. Number one, I must call this a criminal conspiracy. Number two, I must say Trump Republicans were responsible. Number three, I must frame it as an attack on my country, an attack on America or Americans, a criminal conspiracy, and a committed crime. I must attribute the matter to MAGA Republicans. I must make clear that this was ongoing and unresolved. And most importantly, that I must channel all of this unto the manipulation of voter agencies so that I could turn their anger around this event into defiance that would make people more likely to vote in midterms. And the thing that struck me the most was this part, where I was told to talk about the aspects of the Trump campaign's plan, and I was supposed to say that the Trump campaign paid literally millions of dollars to make January 6th happen. So I figured, you know, maybe I missed something. So I said, hey, Jane, what is the basis for the claim that the Trump campaign itself paid millions of dollars to make the January 6th siege of the Capitol happen? Jane doesn't answer the question. Hi, Preston. If you don't want to state that in the video, it's fine. You don't have to use all the bullet points provided. So I kept going. Sure, I'm just wondering if there's support for that claim. Jane doesn't answer again. Let me know if you are interested and the rate works for you. Thanks so much. I'm not interested, and the rate doesn't work for me. This is the Good Info Foundation. They boast on their homepage that good information is the lifeblood of a democracy.
Say how women's soccer sucks. Then come to the field and try it with us.
This is the biggest one we felt yet. This is definitely the biggest one we felt yet. It's still going, still shaking. Still shaking. Oh, wow.
Oh my God!
Oh my God, it's so nice!
How's the family
Welcome
and the
back.
Children? Everybody okay?
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
We are in paradise here. We are the most fortunate people on the planet. Everybody here, actually. We're in an inland lagoon. Why don't you do a 360 here, Miss Janice, and show exactly where we are. Surrounded by land, with the exception of one tiny little channel coming in. Fortunately, we have a shallow boat. Even at low tide, we can get here. We are heading toward Blue on the Water, one of the finest restaurants on the face of this planet. We have to get here by boat. And there's nobody here, yet the times we have come when there's nobody here, they serve us. So listen, if you're wondering what to do when you retire, and you have not retired by the age of 25, you need to rethink your life, come here. Not to live necessarily, just to see the intense natural beauty of God's creation, and I do not believe in God. But I'm thanking him, nevertheless, that we are here. Thank you, Ms. Janice.
Don't. It will change the face of war unlike anything since World War II.
And the consequences of that would be what? What would the U.S. response be?
Do you think I would tell you if I knew exactly what it would be? Of course I'm not going to tell you. It'll be consequential. They'll become more of a pariah in the world than they ever have been. And depending on the extent of what they do, it will determine what response would occur.
So if the only reason you don't want to date someone boils down to the fact that they're trans, that's transphobia right there.
98% of straight men are unwilling to date trans women because of hatred. Trans rights campaigns, this has to change. You know, when this country was systemically racist, I didn't see no damn flyers of black women saying they couldn't get no white dick. Oh, you're not dating me because I'm black? That's wrong. Hey, we have preferences. Like, I'm old-fashioned. I prefer my women not to have dicks. Just old-fashioned, that's all. If you're going to date a trans woman, more than likely that person's bisexual or gay. If you date a trans woman, you're into dicks.
Hey! Hey, you can't park there! You can't park there.
What should the government do? How should they actually get inflation under control?
Well, I'll tell you what they shouldn't be doing first and foremost, which is this horrific antitrust agenda they continue to push. They're trying to go after the tech sector really heavily right now. That would be very problematic for our economy. We know it would lead to worse inflation. We also know that 89% of Americans don't think this should be what Congress is focusing on right now, and yet it continues to be one of their main focal points. There's numerous bills floating around. That would be very detrimental. What we need to do instead is the opposite of this, right? Antitrust is the government getting more involved in the market and coming in and regulating companies and telling them how to operate. Instead, we need to let the market breathe. We need to deregulate. We need to stop letting politicians have a say over how companies run their businesses. We need to get rid of all kinds of labor laws that make it really hard to hire people and expensive to hire people. We need to make sure that the Biden administration doesn't get away with some of these union-backed initiatives they're trying to push, like the PRO Act, that would make it harder to do things like independent contracting, make it harder to get employees, and continue to stymie our economy because we can't get the labor going that we need to pick up from the lockdown. So I think that there's a number of things, but those would be the top priorities.
Oh, wow, you gave us a list there. But finally, let me show you a poll. We do have a poll. You mentioned how inflation has hurt all of us. 78% there say that it's a hardship. 21% say it's not a hardship. They say that inflation will be going down maybe 3.2% by next year, 1.5% after that. Do you buy the predictions that, you know, we're at a peak and have been at a peak and it'll the crisis will be over within a year or so?
No, I don't think so. I think we'll still be in the throes of it. I think right now what we're going to see is the Fed continue to hike the interest rates. And while that might help with inflation to some regard, that's going to also really hurt other sectors. And so, again, I think that what they did is they got us to a point in the economy where we free market people were predicting for many, many months that if you continue to push these Keynesian economics, you continue to spend like this, you're going to get really bad inflation. You're going to hurt various industries. I think that the ship has left the port. They can try to do a number of things that might make some impacts here and there, but I think we're going to have to go through a recession to get through this. And to be honest, recessions are a normal part of an economy. You often do have to go through a recession to have corrections. And so I don't think there's any way around this.